Hello and blessing. It's Bob from Hackberry House. We've been learning together every day from the book of Job in your Bible. I'm glad you could join us. Would you go get your Bible, please, if you don't have it already, and turn to the book of Job. That's the one right before the book of Psalms in your Old Testament, but still very new teaching to us, very important and spirit-filled teaching for us because all the Word of God is good. Job chapter 1. Chapter 1, we're in verses 13 to 22, I think we're going to be able to cover. Satan is going to be allowed to test Job, just as he's going to be allowed to test you and to test me. Now, yesterday, I've got to go back to that our last session, where does Job represent an unsaved man or a saved man for us? Because we want to apply this to us. It's not just about Job. All the things that are written in the Bible were written for us. So how do we apply Job to our life? Is he a man who does not yet know his need of God at all? Or is he the man who knows God but needs to be brought to perfection? Either way, Job and all of us need to learn to depend totally on God, and that's what happened in the book of Job. And to be totally aware of our sinful nature, that happened in the book of Job. When those things happen in our life, God is perfecting us. Don't forget that whichever side you want to take on this controversy about how Job is to be applied to our life, Satan is still roaming the earth to do the will of God. Did you know that? He's not trying to do the will of God, but everything he does plays into the will of God, and he doesn't get to do anything without permission. So you've got to be watching. You've got to be aware. You've got to be ready. Let's go to verse 13 now. Now, on the day when his sons, Job's sons and Job's daughters, were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. They were having a party there, as we talked about yesterday, as probably somebody's birthday. And they had been doing this for so many years, it was just kind of traditional. When it's your birthday, we'll have a celebration. We'll have a feast day that day. But while that was happening, a messenger came to Job and said, "The oxen were plowing, as they do every day, and the female donkeys were feeding right beside them. And the Sabaeans, the enemy, you know, attacked and took them." Who? The oxen and the donkeys. They took them. And the people who were there taking care of those animals, they killed them all. I'm the only one that could get away and tell you what happened. Oh, my. Everything's going so good. We're having a party today. Wonderful day. And Job is getting ready to offer his regular sacrifice for the family. He loves his family. And he's just so happy that they're happy. He's going about his business too and serving God every way he can. And all of a sudden, when all is well one moment, suddenly all is not well. Ever happened to you? For me, I can't speak for you, but in miniature, this happens quite often. Things are just going along so fine, and I'm wondering, and I should never wonder this. I don't wonder this anymore, Bob. I'm wondering, how could anything go wrong? You ever had that thought go into your mind? I mean, everything is just fine, and then something goes wrong, and then something else goes wrong, and you realize things can change in a moment. While he was still speaking, while this servant who escaped was still talking to Job, verse 16, another servant came. He said, "You won't believe this, but the fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them." Well, what's this, a lightning strike of some sort, a storm? We don't know how this happened, but somehow the sheep are gone now. We lost the donkeys, we lost the oxen, now we're losing the sheep. And this guy also says, "I alone have escaped to tell you." Even the servants were burned up by this fire, this conflagration that just spread everywhere. And I tried to help people, but I couldn't. And I finally realized it's too late, and I came to tell you about it, and I'm so sorry. And Job is just being devastated inside. You've had things happen like that, haven't you? Things piling on. Troubles don't come one at a time, right? It's happening. While he was still speaking, oh no, there's more. Verse 17, here comes another servant from another direction. You won't believe this, the Chaldeans formed 3 units, and they made a raid on our camels and took them. And everybody that was guarding the camels, they're dead. The Chaldeans killed them. I'm the only one that could get away and tell you what happened, and I'm so sorry. And Job is still standing there and perhaps wavering a little bit, you know, kind of swaying a little bit, but he's still standing. The livestock is all gone. His wealth is gone. He's a poor man all of a sudden. And the servants, all those servants in each one of these categories, the oxen, the sheep, the donkeys, the camels, all these servants that he had personally hired, I got the feeling that he probably was friendly with many of them, if not all of them. There was a relationship. That's the kind of man he was. He will talk about that later in the book. But they're gone now, and the animals are gone, and he's poor. And he's thinking, what else can go wrong? And sure enough, there's more. In verse 18, while he was still speaking, another came and said, your sons and your daughters. You know, they were having this party. It looks like all of this happened all at the same time. And a great wind came from across the wilderness, prior to that storm that where the lightning hit the sheep, you know, and struck the four corners of the house. The wind did this, and it fell on that house, just fell on your children. They all died. I'm so sorry. I'm the only one that could get away to tell you. It was the worst blow of all. Children are gone. Now you say, well, this is a nice story, but I don't know that things like this can really happen. Oh, really? Go to Ukraine. Have a talk with some people over there. Gaza, Israel. Suddenly, everything is gone. It can happen all at once. It happens all at once in many places in the earth. It can happen to you. It can happen to me. I don't want to scare us. I want us to be ready, walking with God, being sure that our lives are where they ought to be. But, you're in a war and the enemy bombs your house. Suddenly you don't have a house. And inside the house were your children. Suddenly you don't have children. And your means of making a living, all gone. Your automobile's gone. The place where you work has been bombed. You have nothing. It can happen all at once. Don't think of this as some story, some fairy tale. It really happened, as I explained to you on the very first day. Wow. Then Job got up, tore his robe, and shaved his head. These were signs of mourning in those days. He fell to the ground and cried and complained. No, it doesn't say that in my Bible. Verse 20, he fell to the ground and worshiped. Whoa. Oh, I have trouble relating to this man all the time, don't you? He worshiped God. He didn't rebuke the devil. He blessed God. He said, verse 21, naked I came from my mother's womb. I didn't have anything when I showed up here. And I'm going to go back naked. The Lord gave. The Lord's taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, God. You do all things well. I have no complaint against you. In verse 22, the chapter ends, despite all of this, Job did not sin, and he didn't blame God. Wow. Job is still standing. Do you think he's a little proud of it? Have you heard people in our day saying, "Devil, you tried to get me, but I'm still here," and they almost look proud, don't they? You know, some people talk to the devil more than they talk to God, but do people realize that God is allowing things behind the scenes and loving us all the while? It's hard. Oh, it's got to be hard. It's been hard for me at times, and I'm sure it's been hard for you at times too, but God loves his people very much. Job's faith is solid. God has won round one, but Satan's not finished yet. Round two next time. Hey, don't forget to look over the rest of our site, the Spurgeon Sermons, the Reports from the Persecuted, Gurnall Classics, and I'm doing specials now. Every once in a while you'll see a special blog which will accompany a special audio about this or that. I'm talking about the rapture these days. But you can sign up for the podcast or download the app. Just stay in touch, will you? And let me know that you're there, will you? I'm at bob.j.faulkner.72@gmail.com. Lord willing, we'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye.